Welcome to See You Now Insights. I'm Rebecca McEnroy, executive producer for See You Now. As National Safety Month comes to a close, it's a reminder that safety must remain a priority every day. Creating a safe, supportive, and open culture for the healthcare workforce directly impacts how safe, supported, and confident patients feel. From episode 64, Reporting Powers, Leading with Love, Chief Experience Officer Julie Kennedy Ehlert shares powerful insights on what it takes to shift culture within a healthcare organization, starting at the very top with the board.
We do have a very different definition of culture at Vidant. It's very well known. We talk about it a lot. I think most organizations use the definition of culture of how we do things around here. And that cultural definition is like you're a fish swimming in a bowl. It's not actionable. We believe that culture is defined by how our relationships are structured with each other, how we treat each other, how we treat patients, how we treat our community. And that definition is very actionable. That means that everyone can participate in allowing a new culture to emerge. And so really, culture will emerge based on all the interactions in all those relationships. So that means that relationships have to become very, very important, even at the strategic level. And so prioritizing relational things at the strategic level is interesting, right? Because there's not really good definitions of culture. You have to use proxy measures, right? You have to use if people are afraid, if people don't feel their manager listens to them, if patients fear retribution, if you know the community thinks that you're paternalistic and not a partner. And all of this kind of shifting gets you to the place where the culture can achieve the results that you want. So there's a whole bunch of research around what happens in hierarchical fear-based cultures. You can't innovate, you don't have good quality, you don't have great patient experience, team members are stressed. And so you have to kind of go where those structures are and just dismantle them strategically through how you set goals, how you do your work, how you do leadership development, how you do HR processes, what your policies look like. And so you really have to start that kind of dismantling so that new culture can emerge. And to be honest with you, this conversation, I think, is where healthcare organizations sometimes fail, especially when it comes to the patient experience. Because we really believe at Vidant, and I strongly believe, that patient experience is a lagging indicator that you will never have great, authentic patient relationships and positive experiences unless you have team members who feel cared for and valued and are engaged. So most of the work I did in the first 2 or 3 years that I was here was focused on team members, love, empathy, and bringing those elements into the relationships so that that new loving culture could emerge. When I was hired, I was very clear that there was a strategy that I wanted to do this work. And we started with the board. And there is science behind a lot of the work we do about taking fear out of an organization and empathy as a absolute must have for not only patient experience, but your own well-being. And so I used a lot of the science, but at the end of the day, that won't do it. Mm-hmm. But we really talked about our communities and about what does love really mean and how important is love in keeping a population healthy and keeping your family members healthy and well. And we started at the board. And I think when I first started, my CFO said to me, I love him so much. He said, "You can't put butterflies on your board presentation." I said, "Whose rule is that? They're transformational and they're beautiful." And he's like, "It's not going to go well." And I said, "Everyone loves butterflies." And I think it's just about being brave and talking to people about things they do really care about. Everyone wants to feel love and have a great partnership. I designed for the first 2 years with an intention of love. So if it didn't feel loving, I just would not do it. And that was fascinating to the team. And also when I told the board that we were going to be doing some empathy salons, some gratitude, hearts and minds work to prepare the culture, and it was only going to be done through attraction, they said, no one's going to come. And I said, if I make it beautiful, they will come. Nope, you'll have to mandate it. I said, nobody mandates hearts and minds. And so we designed these beautiful salons, and they were full constantly because healthcare's hungry. Healthcare's hungry. So I think it was just some bravery and then the support of the team. The innovation happens in desperation. And that was us, right? They had low trust communities. Vidant was trying to grow and be a system. We were struggling. And so how was all that stoic power over stuff working for people? And people were like, it's not working for us. I said, well, how about love and empathy? Because love works almost all the time. Can't go wrong. And I think I was so happy. It had been maybe the first year I was here, one of our presidents, he got up on stage during the service awards and he shouted out to 1,100 team members, I love y'all. And the crowd exploded. And then that's just reaffirming.
From episode 64, Reporting Powers, Leading with Love, that was Nurse Julie Kennedy Ehlert, the Chief Experience Officer and Brand Officer at Vidant Health. Be sure to share this insight with your team, your friends and colleagues, your nurse leaders and healthcare systems, and find the full episode wherever you get podcasts. I'm Rebecca McEnroy. Thanks for listening.